Powers of Attorney, a Comprehensive Overview. Introduction to Powers of Attorney. A Power of Attorney, POA, is a cornerstone document in legal and financial planning, enabling one person, the principal, to grant another individual, the agent or attorney in fact, the authority to make decisions on their behalf. The versatility and utility of a POA make it an indispensable tool in estate planning, addressing needs ranging from routine financial management to critical healthcare decisions. 2. Definition and purpose. At its core, a POA is designed to ensure that an individual's affairs can be managed according to their preferences, even if they are unable to make decisions themselves due to incapacitation or absence. This document can cover a broad spectrum of activities, including but not limited to financial transactions, property management, and legal actions. The principal aim is to provide continuity in personal and business matters and to safeguard the principal's interests and assets. 3. Types of powers of attorney. Understanding the various forms of POA is crucial for tailoring the document to the specific needs and circumstances of the principal. General power of attorney. This form offers the agent a wide latitude of powers to act in the principal's stead, covering numerous aspects such as financial decisions, business transactions, and personal affairs. It's a powerful tool but requires a high degree of trust in the agent, as it grants them extensive control over the principal's matters. Limited or special power of attorney. Contrary to the general POA, a limited POA restricts the agent's authority to specific activities or periods. This precision makes it suitable for tasks like selling a property, managing certain assets, or handling financial affairs during a limited time frame. Durable power of attorney. A durable POA remains in effect even if the principal becomes incapacitated, distinguishing it from other forms that may terminate under such conditions. This continuity is critical for ensuring the principal's affairs are managed without interruption, avoiding potential legal complications or the need for guardianship proceedings. Springing power of attorney. This type of POA is contingent upon the occurrence of a specified event, typically the incapacitation of the principal. It offers a balance between maintaining control over one's affairs and ensuring assistance is available when needed. However, the conditions triggering the POA's activation must be clearly defined to prevent ambiguity and ensure timely implementation. 4. The importance of powers of attorney in estate planning. Incorporating a POA into an estate plan fulfills several pivotal roles. Continuity of management. It ensures that the principal's financial, legal, and personal affairs can continue to be managed efficiently in their absence or incapacitation. Avoidance of court-appointed guardianship. By nominating a trusted agent, the principal can avoid the potential for court-appointed guardianship or conservatorship, which might not align with their preferences. Flexibility and control. POAs offer a flexible mechanism for managing the principal's affairs, allowing the principal to set the scope and terms of the agent's authority in line with their wishes and life situation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Protection of assets and interests. Effective use of a POA can protect the principal's assets from mismanagement or neglect by ensuring a competent and trusted individual is in place to make decisions. V. Choosing an agent. The selection of an agent is a decision of profound importance, necessitating trust and confidence in the individual's integrity, judgment, and understanding of the principal's values and wishes. The principal should consider the agent's availability, willingness to serve, financial acumen, and ability to act in the principal's best interest under potentially challenging circumstances. VI. Legal considerations and execution. Executing a POA requires adherence to state laws, which can vary widely in terms of formality, witnessing, and notarization requirements. Understanding these legal nuances is vital for creating a valid and effective POA. It's often advisable to consult with legal professionals specializing in estate planning to navigate these complexities and ensure the POA aligns with the broader estate plan and addresses all necessary contingencies. 7. Conclusion. Powers of attorney are a fundamental component of comprehensive estate planning, offering a versatile and powerful means to ensure an individual's affairs are managed according to their wishes, particularly in times of unforeseen incapacitation. By carefully selecting the type of POA, delineating the scope of the agent's authority, and understanding the legal requirements for its execution, individuals can safeguard their interests and provide for a smooth transition of management responsibilities, thereby upholding their autonomy and protecting their legacy. Healthcare directives, an in-depth examination. Introduction. Healthcare directives, or advance directives, are essential legal instruments that ensure a person's medical treatment preferences are honored in situations where they cannot make decisions due to incapacity. These documents are pivotal in estate planning, bridging personal autonomy with medical realities, and providing a clear guide for families and healthcare professionals. Definition and purpose. Advance directives serve to articulate an individual's wishes regarding medical treatment, encompassing a range of decisions from life-sustaining interventions to palliative care preferences. The primary aim is to ensure that individuals receive medical care aligned with their values, beliefs, and wishes, thereby preserving their autonomy even in incapacity. Types of healthcare directives. Living will. A living will is a written document detailing the types of medical care a person wishes to receive or avoid in the event of a terminal illness or critical medical condition where they can't communicate their preferences. This can include instructions on resuscitation, mechanical ventilation, artificial nutrition and hydration, and pain management. Implementation typically comes into play in end-of-life situations or where recovery is not expected, guiding healthcare providers and families in making difficult decisions. Scope and limitations. While living wills can provide clear directives, their interpretation can sometimes be challenging, highlighting the need for precise language and consideration of various medical scenarios. Healthcare Power of Attorney, POA, or Healthcare Proxy. Unlike a living will, a healthcare POA appoints an individual, the agent or proxy, to make healthcare decisions on the principal's behalf when they are unable to do so. This includes decisions beyond end-of-life care, covering any medical situation where the principal is incapacitated. Flexibility. A healthcare POA offers flexibility, allowing the agent to respond to unforeseen medical circumstances based on their understanding of the principal's values and preferences. Selection of agent. Choosing a trusted individual who understands the principal's wishes and is willing to advocate on their behalf is crucial. Importance in estate planning. Ensuring preferences are honored. Advance directives are instrumental in ensuring that medical treatment aligns with the individual's wishes, providing peace of mind to both the individual and their loved ones. Reducing family conflict. By clearly stating one's medical preferences, advanced directives can mitigate potential conflicts among family members by removing ambiguity about the individual's wishes. Legal and emotional clarity. These documents offer a clear legal framework that guides healthcare providers and relieves family members from the burden of making challenging decisions in times of emotional stress. Creating effective healthcare directives. Consultation with healthcare providers. Discussing potential medical scenarios and treatment options with healthcare professionals can provide valuable insights, ensuring that directives are informed and medically sound. Legal considerations. While the requirements for advance directives vary by jurisdiction, generally they must be in writing, signed by the individual, and sometimes witnessed or notarized, and comply with state laws.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Communication with family and healthcare providers. It's essential that family members and potential healthcare providers are aware of the existence of these documents and understand the individual's wishes. Copies should be readily accessible to relevant parties. Challenges and considerations. Evolving medical conditions. As medical conditions change, so too might an individual's preferences regarding treatment. Regularly reviewing and updating advance directives ensures they remain aligned with the individual's current wishes. Interstate legal variability. Differences in legal requirements for advance directives across states can pose challenges, particularly for those who spend time in multiple states. Understanding these nuances is crucial. Ethical and emotional complexity. The drafting and implementation of healthcare directives can raise ethical and emotional considerations, particularly regarding end-of-life care. Open discussions with loved ones and medical professionals can help navigate these complexities. Living wills, an in-depth analysis. Introduction. Living wills stand as a testament to an individual's autonomy, allowing for the expression of wishes regarding end-of-life care. In the face of terminal illness or irreversible unconsciousness, a living will speaks on behalf of the individual, guiding family members and healthcare providers through difficult medical decisions. 2. Definition and scope. A living will is a legal document detailing an individual's preferences for medical treatment should they become unable to communicate their wishes due to a terminal condition or persistent vegetative state. Its activation is contingent upon specific medical criteria being met, which are usually outlined within the document itself. 3. Understanding treatment preferences. The essence of a living will is the articulation of treatment preferences. This section often includes directives on resuscitation, instructions on whether to use CPR or other measures if breathing or heartbeat stops. Mechanical ventilation. Decisions on the use of machines to assist breathing. Artificial nutrition and hydration. Preferences regarding the provision of food and water via intravenous lines or feeding tubes. Pain management. Directives on the use of medication to manage pain, even if it may hasten death. Other interventions, wishes related to dialysis, antibiotics, and other medical treatments. 4. Legal framework and validity. The enforceability of living wills is subject to state laws, which can vary widely. Common requirements for a living will to be considered valid include: Document creation. Guidelines on how the document must be drafted, including specific language or forms. Witnesses and notarization. Many states require the document to be witnessed by non-relatives who do not stand to benefit from the death, and some require notarization. Registration. Some jurisdictions offer registries where living wills can be filed for easy access by healthcare providers. V. Importance in estate planning. Living wills are an integral component of a comprehensive estate plan, addressing the management of the individual's health and personal care at the end of life. Autonomy and control. They ensure that an individual's healthcare preferences are known and respected, maintaining personal autonomy even in incapacity. Relieving burden. By clearly stating end-of-life care wishes, living wills relieve family members from making these difficult decisions. Preventing conflicts. Living wills can help avoid potential disputes among family members by providing clear directives. VI. Drafting a living will. Creating a living will requires careful consideration of one's values and wishes regarding end-of-life care. Consultation with healthcare providers can offer insights into medical options and outcomes, aiding in informed decision-making. Clarity and specificity. The document should clearly articulate the individual's preferences, avoiding ambiguity that could lead to interpretation disputes. Discussion with family. Openly discussing the contents of a living will with family members can prepare them for potential decisions and reinforce the individual's wishes. 7. Challenges and ethical considerations. While living wills aim to provide clear directives, they are not without challenges. Changing medical conditions. Advances in medical treatment or changes in the individual's condition may necessitate revisiting and updating the living will. Interpretation. Discrepancies. Healthcare providers and family members may face difficulties interpreting the individual's wishes, especially in complex medical situations. Ethical dilemmas. Living wills may raise ethical questions, particularly regarding the withdrawal of life-sustaining treatment. 8. Integration with other advance directives. Living wills often work in concert with other advance directives, such as healthcare powers of attorney, to provide a comprehensive framework for healthcare decision-making. Ensuring these documents are consistent and reflect the individual's overall healthcare and estate planning goals is crucial. Designations of beneficiary, an essential guide. I. Introduction. Beneficiary designations are pivotal in directing the transfer of specific assets upon an individual's death. Unlike assets distributed through a will, assets with beneficiary designations bypass the probate process, providing a streamlined and efficient means of asset transfer. This mechanism is fundamental in estate planning, offering both simplicity and precision in fulfilling an individual's posthumous wishes. 2. Definition and function. Beneficiary designations are explicit instructions attached to certain assets or accounts, specifying who will receive the assets upon the owner's death. These designations take precedence over instructions in a will, directly transferring ownership to the named beneficiaries without the need for probate court involvement. 3. Common assets with beneficiary designations. Life insurance policies. The death benefit from a life insurance policy is paid directly to the named beneficiaries, providing financial support outside the decedent's estate. Retirement accounts. Assets in retirement accounts, such as IRAs and 401ks, are transferred to designated beneficiaries, maintaining the tax advantages and continuing the financial legacy. Payable on death, POD, and transfer on death, TOD, accounts. These designations allow for the direct transfer of bank and investment account balances to beneficiaries, preserving the asset's liquidity and accessibility. 4. Importance in estate planning. Beneficiary designations serve as an efficient tool for asset distribution, ensuring that specific assets are transferred according to the owner's wishes promptly and without the costs associated with probate. Their strategic use can significantly impact the overall estate plan, necessitating careful consideration and coordination with other estate planning documents to achieve the desired distribution objectives. V. Strategic considerations in naming beneficiaries. Clarity and specificity. Clearly identifying beneficiaries by full name and relationship helps avoid ambiguity and ensures the intended parties receive the assets. Contingent beneficiaries. Naming contingent beneficiaries provides an alternative distribution plan if the primary beneficiary is unable to accept the asset. Regular review and updates. Life changes, such as marriage, divorce, birth of children, or death, necessitate regular reviews and updates of beneficiary designations to reflect current wishes. Coordination with overall estate plan. Beneficiary designations should be harmonized with the will and other estate planning documents to prevent unintended consequences or disparities in asset distribution. VI. Legal and tax implications. Beneficiary designations are subject to specific legal and tax considerations that can influence the effectiveness and efficiency of asset transfer. Avoidance of probate. Directly transferring assets to beneficiaries streamlines the distribution process, avoiding the time and expense of probate. Immediate access to funds. Beneficiaries often gain quicker access to these assets, providing timely financial support when needed most. Tax treatment. Certain assets, especially retirement accounts, have specific tax implications for beneficiaries, affecting the distribution strategy and the beneficiary's tax liabilities. 7. Challenges and pitfalls. While beneficiary designations offer numerous advantages, there are potential challenges and pitfalls that require careful navigation. Inconsistent with will. Discrepancies between beneficiary designations and will instructions can lead to confusion and potential legal disputes among heirs. Outdated designations. Failure to update beneficiary designations to reflect current relationships and wishes can result in assets being transferred to unintended recipients. Special considerations for minors. Designating minors as beneficiaries requires careful planning, often necessitating the establishment of trusts to manage the assets until the beneficiaries reach legal age. 8. Best practices in implementing beneficiary designations. To maximize the effectiveness of beneficiary designations within an estate plan, individuals should adhere to best practices, including comprehensive inventory. Maintain a complete inventory of all assets with beneficiary designations, along with details of the current beneficiaries. Consistent reviews. Conduct regular reviews of beneficiary designations, especially after significant life events, to ensure they align with current wishes and life circumstances. Professional guidance. Consult with estate planning attorneys and financial advisors to ensure beneficiary designations are correctly implemented and integrated with the overall estate plan.